paranormal romance, female. The rush was almost inviting.
Holy cow,
she whispered, unable to even blink. Turning the artifact in her hands, she noticed that the symbols barely visible just minutes ago now carried a strange glow, as if they were multicoloured drawings, easily distinguishable now. She brushed the outlines with her index finger, and each segment lit up at her touch. The longer she held the strange stone, the stronger the feeling of familiarity, of belonging. Sci-fi and fantasy. Flashes of fire lit up the day, and metal shards flew in every direction.
Let's go,
Sarah yelled, already on her feet and moving towards the ladder. The man Michael had seen earlier was flat on his stomach at the very top, a huge gash sliced down the back of his coat. Nothing but red and ruin. Michael ran after Sarah, Bryson by his side. They reached the edge of the trench. Michael ran alongside it, looking for survivors, but all he could see was death. He watched the bodies disappear, one by one. Mystery and thriller. Our truck's still juddering really badly, jumping me out of my seat with my seatbelt digging into me. Mum stops, and I can see tiny gaps in the snow. This is a good place to wait out the storm, Mum says. The wind can't push us over here. It just rocks us, like it can't get its hands around us properly. Mum smiles at me. Even if Tanker Man made it over the mountain, he won't be able to find us in this. I've been frightened of the storm, and the Tanker Man, and the big dark theatre with the man who sent the emails. Too afraid to be frightened for Daddy, too. I make the D shape.